Welcome to the tour of the Holy Lands. This is one of our most sought-after tours in the previously uncharted wilderness of women's healthcare, even for locals who've lived here all their lives and never explored this mysterious, magical place. Our tour will take us up those steps carved into that beautiful hillside to our most sacred place in gynecologia. But before we begin, I call your attention to repugnant swamps that threaten the sanctity of our holy lands. I realize this may be uncomfortable to talk about what's hiding in there, but we cannot protect what we value if we ignore the threats. That swamp across the river is filled with 25 different sexually transmitted infections, or STIs. Many STIs don't present any symptoms, yet they can cause serious health issues if untreated. And when healthy people don't know they're infected, they transfer STIs to sexual partners. Globally, the World Health Organization estimates that more than 1 million STIs are acquired every day, and the U.S. has the highest rate of STIs in the resource-rich world. For women, testing is especially important because women suffer more frequent and serious complications from STIs than men. In gynecologia, parents are encouraged to talk with their children about safer sex options, HPV, and, if necessary, hepatitis B vaccinations at the right age and interval, and STI tests, regardless of their own views. The other swamp next to us is so dark it invokes hushed whispers or complete silence. Sexual abuse has always been around and still occurs with too much frequency. It is difficult to eradicate because perpetrators are often trusted community members. Shame shrouds the victims. Victims are reluctant to report abuse because of threats of harm or retaliation to loved ones or career or reputation. Sometimes the victim is reliant upon their abuser, for example, financially or emotionally. Other times the victim has no means of escape. A child or younger person who is forced, tricked, or manipulated into sexual activities might not even understand what's happening or that the activity is wrong. An abuser can be anyone, a stranger, a current sexual partner or former spouse, a casual acquaintance, a family member, friend, or neighbor, a teacher or other respected individual in the community. Anyone can easily become vulnerable or a victim of sexual assault or violence, rape, and other forms of physical and emotional abuse. That's why here in gynecologia, we reinforce the importance of bodily autonomy. We educate on mutual consent and teach people how to refuse and resist unwanted behaviors. We teach how to avoid unsafe situations, and we have help and places of safety when abuse does happen. To protect these sacred lands, we must understand the encroaching swamps. Let's scale the incline through the ascent to consent slowly and make sure we enter our desired proper portal. There are two other openings nearby, which we will not go into. The best-kept secret and feature of this tour is emerging from the clouds over there. See that beautifully designed structure at the very top of the hill? It's the entrance to the hidden temple of the clitoris. For those of you who may not know, the clitoris is the female organ that is a homologue to the male penis. This means it acts the same way. When aroused, it gets erect, fills with blood, gives pleasure, and leads to orgasm. The clitoris is not a button, and it's not instant on. It's a complex set of organs. It may look quite small, but it forms a little wishbone around the vagina and can extend deep into the vulva. It's one major reason why women of gynecologia hope visitors in these holy lands are inspired to explore them further with reverence and awe. Okay, here's a decision point for continuing on or pulling out. For those of you with enough energy, patience, and willingness to stay a little longer, we will be climbing three levels until we reach the climax of this tour. Great. We're so excited you decided to stick around. Let's move deeper inside the temple. It's pretty dark in there, so go slowly. Watch your step and keep your eyes wide open. It's interesting that historically and quite mysteriously, there has been very little focus on studying the female body. For example, there are over 53,000 scholarly articles on the penis, and only around 2,000 for the corresponding female organ. Clearly, there's much opportunity to engage women in targeted research and take deeper dives into the complex landscape of the female reproductive system. Whew! Now that we have managed to reach the summit, let's pause to catch our breaths. We hope you're not afraid of heights. Come over here and look up to the far right. Do you see that dark green, dense area? That's the forests of endometriosis. The overgrowth makes it nearly impossible to navigate, and the forests are riddled with entrances to more caverns of ignorance. Somewhere between 10 and 20% of all women who live in those forests experience severe pain, difficulty with pregnancy, and other debilitating symptoms. Women with endometriosis are often misdiagnosed because symptoms can vary significantly, and not much research has been done. Society normalizes discounting of reproductive health issues outside of pregnancy. As many as half of the women suffering from endometriosis haven't been diagnosed at all. Recent abortion restriction laws in our state also make it nearly impossible for women to get the endometriosis care needed due to the loss of obstetricians and gynecologists in rural areas. Sadly, much productivity and quality of life is wasted in those forests. This concludes our brief tour of the Holy Lands and threats to it. We encourage you to continue on to the tour of the subcontinent of Obstetria, the land of pregnancy.